Talking of microwaves and things you can eat, here's Hannah with this week's question of the week.
This week, we find out why our bodies can't get their priorities right.
This is Christian Leixmering, and I'm from Bielefeld, Germany. At times, I'm really hungry. I'm wondering, though, why my stupid body doesn't realize that there are plenty of nutrients around my waist, so I would neither have to feel bad nor to run for a cheese sandwich.
So why is it that Christian feels so abhorrently hungry when he's already storing enough energy to digest without involving his digestive tract?
My name is Stephen O'Reilly and I work in the Institute of Metabolic Science on the Addenbrookes campus. The signals to eat and the signals to be hungry seem to be generated from within the brain. Two of the key signals that allow the brain to access information about the state of nutrition are the hormones leptin and ghrelin. Leptin comes from fat tissue, and probably its most important function is that when we become too thin and the leptin level drops in the blood below a certain threshold, then we become ravenously hungry. However, when we have accumulated too much fat, our brain tends to become effectively deaf to the signals coming from adipose tissue. Ghrelin has a rather opposite effect. It's a hormone produced by the stomach, and it's an anticipator of meals. It rises before we expect to have a meal, and it seems to have a critical role in promoting food intake and promoting our ability to lay down food as fat.
So, the hunger hormone ghrelin spikes before mealtimes, giving us hunger pangs, even if love handles and pot bellies are already kindly storing energy for us around our waists. Adding additional weight and an evolutionary twist is Don of Metabolism Dr. Giles Yeo from Cambridge University.
Given the importance that eating has on keeping us alive, our brain has evolved mechanisms to make sure that it also feels good or rewarding to eat, the woo factor. Certain foods, such as energy-dense, sweet and sticky desserts, trigger the woo factor better than others, giving us the motivation, making sure we store all the extra energy we can. Remember, we have evolved over tens of thousands of years to stay alive through multiple famines, and any increase in motivation to continue to search for food was an evolutionary advantage. Our problem is that after years of natural selection, ensuring that we eat as much as possible to stay alive, we now have to try and adapt to an environment of too much food.
Andrew Reitmeier and Aureliano Buenda agree, adding via Facebook, that we are programmed to build up energy reserves and to conserve them as much as possible in preparation for times of food scarcity. And our bodies have not necessarily yet learnt to adapt to this new full-fat environment. And this, coupled with a sedentary lifestyle, makes it difficult for us to fit into our summer swimwear. Now rolling over to a similarly themed calorific next question.
My name's Heather McPherson and I'm from Ontario, Canada. I was adding an oil-based moisturizer to my face and I was wondering, does that absorb any calories into my system?
Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientist.com, tweet at Naked Scientists, write on our Facebook page or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow, well, that is it for this week. We're actually back in a fortnight where we'll be on the centenary of the sinking of the Titanic. So we're going to be diving down beneath the waves with a deep sea edition of the programme. You can send in any thoughts or questions by email to chris@thenakedscientist.com or tweet at Naked Scientist. Thanks to our production team, Hannah Critchlow, Tom Simpkins, Mira Senthilingam and Ben Vowsler.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.